Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about the current beef between rappers Kendrick Lamar and Drake. And so over the last 4 or 5 weeks or so, this is April and May of 2024, the two rappers have shared songs disparaging each other and getting quite personal at times. And of this recording, there was, at this point, I don't know if it's connected to the beef, but there was a shooting outside of Drake's home where one of his security guards was shot at about 2 in the morning a day or two ago. And so this is sort of a reminder how rhetoric, in this case, rap songs, rap lyrics, can lead to action, right? And sometimes it's what we can label positive action, sometimes we can label negative action. But rhetoric is all about the study of writing, language, and communication, and traditionally how we can use language to persuade people. And in this case, the rap beef between Kendrick and Drake is in a way trying to persuade fans, rap fans, fans of Drake and or Kendrick, of the sort of ethos of the other rapper. And so listening to these songs that have come out, it's really kind of fascinating to think about how each is using language and lyrics, and specifically, you know, rhyming lyrics to attack the other person. Before I get into the actual sort of beef between the two rappers, I wanted to cover how the word beef even means sort of argument or to have an issue with something or someone. And so I had to look this up. And so I'm going to read a little bit here. So beef in the sense of grudge or argument was originally an American slang expression. So I was surprised. Well, maybe not too surprised, because when you start looking up etymology of words, you realize that some of their meanings obviously have been around for a very long time, even some of these current slang expressions that we use. And so as a verb to mean to complain, we can go back all the way to 1888. In the New York World, there was a sentence that reads, "He'll beef and kick like a steer and let on he won't never wear 'em." So that is somebody having an issue or a complaint, and beef is used in that sense going back to 1888. Beef being used as a noun, so like a complaint or a protest or a grievance. In 1899, there is a writing called Fables in Slang, written by George Ade, and it says he made a horrible beef because he couldn't get loaf sugar for his coffee. So that seems to be one of the earliest references, at least in American slang, of the use of the word beef. And to continue reading, it says, as to the possible origin of this American usage, it has been suggested that it can be traced back to a British expression for alarm, or meaning like alarm or alert or to shout. And it was first recorded in 1725. So it's really interesting to see how a slang word possibly starting in 1725, or maybe probably even earlier than that, is a word that we use today to mean to have a grudge or a complaint or an argument about something or with somebody. And so, of course, today we're talking about the rap beef between Kendrick and Drake. And so I looked up a little timeline of memorable rap beefs throughout hip-hop history. And so I vividly remember what I think is the biggest rap beef before this Kendrick and Drake one, which is the classic beef between East Coast rapper Notorious B.I.G. and West Coast rapper Tupac, which ultimately led to both rappers being murdered. And so if you've never heard it and you're interested in a classic rap beef song, go listen to Hit 'Em Up by Tupac. And with some posts I see on social media, some people are saying that, you know, this is one of the first times that rappers have gotten really personal in their beef, right? When they're talking about Drake and Kendrick Lamar. But if you go listen to Hit 'Em Up, that is a very direct, mean, angry beef song, right? Where Tupac is specifically attacking Notorious B.I.G. and other East Coast rappers and figures. There's, you know, been plenty of articles and documentaries and YouTube videos written about that beef, so you can check it out. Another classic rap beef was between two East Coast rappers, Jay-Z. So Nas and Jay-Z. Some songs that you can listen to are Takeover by Jay-Z, and then Nas hit him with a classic song, Ether. Some other classic rap beefs: Ice Cube versus N.W.A. Ice Cube was a member of N.W.A. He ultimately left to do a solo career. The rest of the guys in N.W.A. did not like that, and so the N.W.A. put out a song, 100 Miles and Running, and then Ice Cube put out what is another classic rap beef song, No Vaseline. There's also some beef between Eazy-E and Dr. Dre. Another more recent rap beef, this was in the early aughts, this was between 50 Cent and Ja Rule. I remember some of this beef, so you can look up some of their songs. More current, we have Drake's beef with Meek Mill. From that beef, I remember the song Back to Back, which was kind of a classic rap beef song. Drake also had some beef with rapper Pusha T. And then this was kind of an older one. I'm looking through this list here. Ice Cube versus Common. I kind of forgot that they had some beef. But if you look up some of their songs, like it kind of started with Common rapping about how he didn't like that rap music had gotten so gangsta. This was back in 94. And so his song, I Used to Love Her, H-E-R, is kind of a classic kind of rap beef song where he's generally attacking not a person, but kind of a subgenre within rap music, which is gangster rap. And then Ice Cube, who is a gangster rapper himself, put out a song, West Side Slaughterhouse, to kind of attack what Common was saying. And then they went back and forth with a couple of other songs. There's also beef between 50 Cent and The Game. The Game, West Coast rapper who was part of 50 Cent's G-Unit. And they had beef, put out some songs, some subliminal messages and some direct messages in their songs. And then there's older rap beefs as well. Two female rappers that had beef were Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma, with their tracks Make Love and Sheether. So you can check those out. And so that brings us to Kendrick versus Drake. And, you know, there's a million social media posts and videos that dissect the lyrics and the attacks that each of the rappers is making against the other. I saw an interesting post on TikTok where this one teacher was saying how she can't get her students to, you know, spend the smallest of time trying to analyze a short story, but those same students will spend hours and hours and hours doing close readings of the Kendrick Lamar lyrics and Drake lyrics, and they know all the subliminal messages and the references, and they'll jump on YouTube and watch all these videos, and they'll jump on Instagram and TikTok, and they'll talk about it for hours. And so it is kind of interesting, and this is kind of indirectly connected to maybe teaching and pedagogy, especially if you're like in the English field or sociology or psychology. I personally try to bring music and specifically hip hop into some of my classes. And if you are bringing things into the classroom that students care about and are connected to things in pop culture, you can get them to do some very complex things without them even totally realizing it. And so this can be, you know, the analysis of lyrics or of rhetoric or of concepts in sociology or psychology. You can even connect it to history and all sorts of things. And so that's just kind of a little side note connected to pedagogy. The last thing I want to end with is from an article on NPR written by Sheldon Pierce called Taking the Toll of Drake and Kendrick Lamar's Vicious, Gripping Psychological Warfare. And so let me just read a paragraph from this. So he writes, "There are no favors in rap beef, and one of Drake's great miscalculations in this situation was thinking that he and Kendrick were playing the same game. In pursuit of the scandalous scoop, both artists seemed to lose sight of the opponent, thinking primarily about the impressions they were getting. When Pusha T changed the state of play for Drake and the rest of us with the song The Story of Adidon, which turned the classic battle form into a Maury episode, he opened the door for truth-telling as an effective mode in an arena made for tricksters and spin artists." So to kind of simplify that, he's saying, I don't totally agree with this, but he's saying that Pusha T sort of changed the rap beef genre by getting very personal in that song that he put out against Drake. I don't think that is exactly right. Maybe he's saying specifically with Drake that that's what opened up the floodgates for other rappers to get personal, because other rappers had gotten personal in the past already. And so he continues, "This has led to a rap climate that mirrors our political one. Disinformation campaigns that are coloring perception wars that are waged online as isolated audiences filtered into the same arena to spectate. But they weren't just bearing witness, they were taking part." And so from somebody that studies right rhetoric and information and language, this is sort of an interesting take to think of the bigger picture of what Drake and Kendrick are doing in this rap battle, and if they are indeed spreading disinformation about the other, right? Because a lot of rap music and rappers will talk about how it's extremely, extremely important to be authentic. And so I assume that both rappers believe they're being authentic in the attacks that they're making on the other rapper. But it could also be a lot of hearsay, a lot of disinformation, a lot of exaggeration. And so using that as a form of attack and a form of persuasion is at the very least interesting, but at the very worst, a very hateful and manipulative thing that is going on. And I like that this writer brought up how it's it can be connected to even our political landscape now, right? We're talking about how there is no truth in media, right? Or making up lies about other politicians or other candidates, right? Talking about fake news and things like that. And certainly those things have been going on for a very long time. It's not something new that, you know, American politics today has created. But to think about this rap battle in that bigger way, I think is really interesting. And so whether or not you're interested in this rap beef between Kendrick and Drake, it's interesting to think about how very public attacks can be made against somebody and how these beefs, whether it's in music or in politics or in other arenas, how these beefs are created rhetorically, and then what real life consequences do they have. So thank you for listening. That's today's episode. Please share the episode. Please rate and review, and have a great day.